and just dead.
Well, Roman was like, so I heard him talking. I'm like, Roman, what are you saying? He's like, I'm a bad boy. And I was like, nobody said that. Like, what are you talking about? Like, he's like, I am right now. And I was like, what? What the fuck?
I'm a bad motherfucker. You don't want to mess with me.
I'm a bad boy. He said it a couple times.
That's Mag's thing. He's like, so start getting upset. And he's like, no, I'm in trouble. I'm like, how are you in trouble?
Yeah.
I haven't given you any sort of discipline or consequence.
I'm getting closer to getting you in trouble but right. The longer this goes on. But like, I'm literally trying to like.
Why do we have kids?
Free labor? I'm
remembering all this stuff. It's like, yeah. If I had to do it again, I would.
You'd have another one.
Yeah, I would.
Welcome to our Film Fathers Podcast, the definitive podcast about fatherhood, film, and fatherhood in film. This is Jelani, and with me as always are King Cobra and the Bear, Martin and Brady.
You like John Wick? I have the same gun from the movie.
There's my CV. Bleach, chemical, oil. Give me the job no one wants to do, and I'll do it. No complaint. This is all I know.
This week, we're diving into the heart-pounding world of the new action-packed thriller, Monkey Man. A movie that very much draws inspiration from others in the genre, this Dev Patel creation takes us on a wild ride through the streets of India, blending adrenaline-pumping action with plenty of heart to go along. Do we have a new action star in Holly/Bollywood?
What'd you guys think?
I think it was... So I remember when this trailer kind of hit.
Yeah.
I think it kind of shocked everyone.
Yes.
Right? I think, I mean,
shocked
I know...
Shocked the world.
I know, yeah. I mean, I think I know that was my reaction because to that point, it was Dev Patel. I'm still getting Dev Patel newsroom clips on...
I wasn't sure if you were going to go newsroom.
On my TikTok. So, like, yeah. That's my fresh image of him is from that. And so all of a sudden you're seeing him, yeah, like, fighting and... Being an action star. Well, I mean,
more than from the newsroom, yeah, obviously.
He looks good.
Bulked up to a degree, yeah.
Yeah, it's not the Marvel bulk.
He's long and lean.
Long and lean.
He's but definitely got the six-pack.
Chiseled.
Yeah. Come at you like a spider monkey.
But I really liked a lot of this movie. I thought it was really good. I really like the way it was shot. I kind of kept getting hung up on how impressive I thought that aspect was, and so considering he wrote, starred, and directed, yeah, gotta give a lot of props.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I don't know if I loved it though.
Definitely didn't love for me.
Yeah, it felt like it was an amalgamation of a lot of different
that's my
films.
Exact thing. Yeah, it's borrowed from a lot of things. There really wasn't anything ultra original here. There wasn't any I was kept waiting for like a turn that make it, I don't know, completely unique, and it never came.
No,
I thought maybe right at the end, and then it wasn't. So it's not to say I didn't enjoy it. Like I enjoyed the viewing of it, and it was interestingly shot. I think Dev Patel is a good actor, and he's got a presence on screen. Like I wanted to see where it was going, but yeah, it just lacked some originality. But I'm sure in part two and part three, or whatever they do, I don't know. Maybe it'll become more original. But yeah, it definitely borrowed. What are the biggest influences?
I mean, John Wick is an obvious recent one. We've done them, and yeah, they called it out in the movie as you quoted. I mean, that to me is a no-brainer. The stylized aspect, he's wearing a suit. Fighting, yeah. And so I mean,
yep,
yeah,
to me, that's the and I think that was obvious from the trailer, right? Like, yeah. I think everyone was like, unfortunately, it was like, oh, it's like an Indian John Wick movie, yeah. Right? Like,
I just feel like I think the reason it's kind of overdone that whole aspect of it because it's we did recently the Kill Bills, you know, you have the 80 crazy 88s or whatever they are, you know, that yeah. Many people fighting at one time. It's just
well,
it always feels like. This is impossible. And I think the first time I ever saw it was in The Matrix, another Keanu movie where they had. But
sure.
But they explained it in the story there because he's the one, right? And he's in a simulation, right? He's in the Matrix. So he's clearly able to take on as many people as he needs to. It doesn't matter because he's different. He's playing a cheat code. He's using a cheat code in the video game.
Yeah.
And this, what's his cheat code? This guy could barely win against one person in the ring unless...
So I think the stuff in the ring, when he's fighting as the monkey, and I think he's just doing that so he can get paid.
Yeah,
like he's throwing those.
He's throwing, and that's which, made very obvious by the time when he kicks that guy.
When he says outright, "Bet on me," I'm
I'm gonna,
or bet
down
on the other guy.
Right,
I'm gonna lose in the third round. Yes. Yeah. The implications there. I think that could have been fleshed out a little bit more.
Sure,
if he is outright losing intentionally, I think I took initially as I was seeing it that he was kind of learning from some of that.
That's what I thought too, and I think I told you I went back and just kind of rewatched the beginning to make sure I didn't miss something. And yeah, that first fight, it really didn't seem like he was throwing it. Like, it seemed like he did get better.
Yeah. I will say, the thing that I kind of respected that we don't typically see, I mean, and maybe you saw it a little bit in John Wick, but, like, the first attempt doesn't go well, right? Like, he goes and he tries to get the guy, and he doesn't succeed. Like, he, you know...
I like it. He starts monologuing. Like, you don't have to tell him why. Just shoot him in the fucking face when he's in front of you.
You know, he has to, like, you know, find that redemption path or whatever, you know, after he, you know, fails, essentially, when he gets shot and then gets...
Goes all training montage.
Right.
Which could have been better.
But yeah.
Could have been more kickboxer.
Also, so when he does try and fail, best bathroom fight since Mission Impossible Fallout?
Fallout had
Henry Cavill.
John Wick, the first one, wasn't he in like a bathhouse? It kind of felt,
but that was bathhouse. I'm thinking just strictly bathroom.
Okay, all right,
that's fair enough. That's where I went with it.
Yeah,
and it's not, I'm not gonna say it's better, but it was still, yeah, just a behemoth of a man.
Yeah, picking up the end of the sink to try and smash his head in.
Oh, that's, it's just, I remember seeing that, just that clip, and I was like, in. Yeah. I like that aspect, right? Like, the, yes, he did, he tried and failed. That's, it shouldn't be
easy.
Oh, right, I just, this plot that seemingly fell together here is immediately, I just killed the police chief easily.
Yeah. I think I kind of kept waiting for more, it to be more than he just killed his mom. You know?
And that's probably why I think...
Like a dog, too.
Well, he did save that dog, and they didn't kill it. But kind of why I think the fights, he was learning, right? Same thing in Batman Begins, right? He goes around the world finding all the different fights and fighting all the different criminals.
What's the guy's name? Ra's al Ghul?
Yes.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure I had it right.
Yeah. League of Shadows.
You did good.
But yeah, so he was kind of taking those fights, losing, understanding, okay, I could have beat this guy if I had done X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And then kind of building up his skills, but obviously they weren't enough. And so, like everybody's favorite video game, you got to go back and try again. You got to build up your, you know, your XP, and then, you know, come back and try the big boss again. You.
And yes, it was all like, I don't know, 70% of where it could have been or something like that.
I will say, that's, I didn't fair. Think there were some storylines that I didn't think were, like, fleshed out enough. And one of them was the Baba Shakti character.
Yeah.
I'm like, they, like, kind of just alluded to him, but never really ever dove into, like, why you should.
They did. And again, right in the beginning, they kind of do. But it's kind just of, though. It's a news story. And
yeah.
It's like you talk. And it's like, oh, he's going to be important later. You know, it's just too much of
and
that.
And then he was. But then he was almost like the final boss. And
yeah.
It's like, I don't think.
Don't get that. Don't let him get that close or he could stab you with a shoe pin thing.
Yeah, I just, so that part I definitely was not in love with. And funnily enough, like, that was one of my notes. And one of the things I saw was that some of that actor's scenes were cut. And Dev Patel literally apologized to him because he realized he cut a lot of them.
It was already a two-hour movie.
And that actor was like, yeah, I thought the whole soul of the film was one of the scenes that got cut. And I'm like, I can't rule that out.
Yeah, I'm betting that would have made me like it more.
Because he does feel like he was just underutilized, not necessarily as, like, he had to have a much bigger impact, but he seemed to be a focal point of at least pulling strings in, like, what was going on in this big plot,
yeah,
and they just kept barely touching it.
Did you get any feels with that whole, like, he's pulling strings on the back end from Demolition Man?
Oh, no, like...
I did not.
I got, no. I have a loose thread that transits sure. to Demolition Man, because remember, that's how they got Simon Phoenix. Like, the guy who was in charge was the one who, like, fed him all the information and, you know, let him come out, but then he couldn't kill him.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's a very loose thread, but I could see, like...
Yeah, you have the...
See
you have
some
the,
of the influence
the
there.
The boss, and then the arm of the boss. The
right,
right,
exactly.
Arm of the boss is a Rana, what was he? The police chief.
The police chief, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and he
have
was,
we seen him before? That guy looked
he felt like it, familiar. Didn't he?
It had to be Triple R. If he was,
that's what I was going to say.
Did you look him up?
No, I thought you guys would.
I will. I will say I definitely had the same thought, and I don't. It's a slippery slope here, but
nobody's going to accuse you of saying he looks like another Indian guy.
No, he just yeah. He definitely
looked. He looks familiar.
Yeah,
he has a familiar face.
Nobody else did in well, the movie.
Except for Dev Patel.
Except for Dev, because I knew who he was. I kind and I did. I
did you watch Sensate, the show on? Is that on Netflix?
Yeah,
Jen
I started.
Did.
Is it a?
Is he in it?
He's in. Well, he's in one episode.
Yes, I think it is.
Yeah, I heard it was really good, and then I didn't.
I didn't watch it. I just know that was a thing that people.
That's
saw.
What I recognize him from.
Yes, yes.
24 India. He's in a show.
No, I didn't watch that.
Jack Bauer. Jack Bauer goes to India.
Dev Bauer,
Sikander Bauer. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. So no, not Triple R, but he definitely. I feel like he does look pretty similar to one of the leads in RRR that we did in Loved. So
yes, I, as you mentioned earlier, Brady, not fleshing out all of the components, the connection to the prostitute that had the bird on her shoulder. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that was supposed to go.
At first, I thought like maybe
another thing
she
that
was
feels that they left, they didn't
yeah.
show everything,
or that he could have ended up with her or something. Like at first, I thought that they were working on it together because they seemed to have like a familiarity about
yeah.
each other.
Yes, they alluded to that.
They could have tied that in.
Like
nope,
she might have been in the village.
Correct.
It,
like
it just feels like
him.
They. It does feel
does
like
he die at the end.
There's a chance they cut a lot of scenes that. Were those threads that were probably needed, and some jackass studio executive came in and said they had to get down
more
to
action
2 hours. Yeah, more action. Nobody cares, but we do. We want.
Yeah, we do. I want plot. I don't know why. I do.
Yeah, I'd like to see more of her.
Yeah,
that too.
So did that guy in the bar. He wanted to see more of her too. She's like, not here. Why was Charlito Cooper in this? Or Copley in this.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, he's the guy from...
District 9?
Yeah.
District 9,
great movie.
Yeah, I thought he was the right,
you
like
know,
the right character, maybe.
Is but. There crossover from them at any point, do you know? I wonder if it was a... Because
they know each other from some project?
Right, like yeah. If Dev was like, hey, I got a role you'd be perfect for, you're not too high of a star, like that we, you know, so like... It feels like he's the right guy. If you're going to cast an actor that is known outside of the Indian circle, like, and you're going to put, you know, more, he's going to hit a broader audience.
Yeah.
Then he is right on the level, I think, where you'd want that character to be.
Yeah.
Would be my assessment.
I agree. And I did like the scenes in when he was finally winning at the end and he bet on himself. Like that whole sequence felt like the best part of the movie to me. Like he was starting to do, you know, help out his people there.
Yeah. Help and, out his guy.
Help out his guy.
Get him some money.
Help out his girl. And and yeah. And yeah, just get the money and bet on himself and win. And just the way those fight scenes I think were going to were pretty good. You know, he's just like double kicking both feet up in the air, kicking the big giant guy. What was the bear? The bear, yeah.
Baloo. Did you guys sketch all of
those? Yeah, was it all Jungle Book characters?
Yeah.
They had
Baloo, Shere Khan.
Shere Khan.
Yeah. They just called him King Cobra, but they could have gone with... I forget what the snake's
name. Monkey Man
was.
Wasn't.
No. That's the other thing I wanted more of. I wanted him to go in fighting in the monkey mask.
After he dyed it white?
Dyed it white?
Yeah.
Go in all in, right? Fight them all with it.
Become the hero of the...
Exactly.
Become the symbol,
fiction.
Become the one. Yeah,
a man can be killed, but a symbol.
Yeah,
lives forever.
More Batman lore.
They were both in Chappie.
I never watched it.
Nor I, but I just was doing some cross-referencing, as a good detective would do. And that is where they cross. So assuming they have a relationship from that, that's my call out. I think he called him and said, I got just the thing.
I need a guy.
You're playing Chappie.
I need a South African.
Who can fit into any place. But yeah, I think there, like you said, there might have been some more things that could have been fleshed out. I know it was a long movie.
I didn't necessarily think it felt long. I didn't think it felt like it was like drawing on. I thought maybe that's just because of the action. I really did like I said, the visual aspect. I really liked.
All the choreography,
the handoff. Well, not even just that, but like the handoff of the wallet when they steal it from the Queenie.
Yeah.
And it that just was cool. It's doing the job. I don't need to see every person. Like, it was just very fast, and you're watching it kind of travel around and getting back to him. I thought that was great. Like, I just thought that nailed that shot or sequence. When he first has his meltdown, the chase scene is just great. The escape scene, when he opened his chest, I liked with that little that scene where he...
What was inside? I couldn't really tell what that was.
It was the same stuff that was in Marcellus Wallace's briefcase.
Yes, great answer.
Well, I think it was the soul.
You think it was what? The right? Sun? Oh, like...
I think it was the
mango?
The mango sun.
The mango sun.
Right, I think that's where that
sounds right.
Getting to.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. I'm glad I asked, because I was just like, I'm not looking this up. I don't know what it is.
Did you like the camera styles that he chose? So in the fight when he's like first...
The kitchen fight scene?
The kitchen fight. It's chaotic. And then him going like to the first person when he's running down the stairs.
It's chaotic, but I liked it. I thought they did it well. Yeah. I did not sit and think about whether or not, we could have done this differently. I just felt like the movie was chaotic, especially from right out of the gate from the fight scenes. And so as it kept going, I enjoyed, the first person aspect, the... Probably filmed on a GoPro right next to the.
He was having fun with it for sure.
I mean, I felt like there was good fight dancing going on continuously in the kitchen and out.
Yeah,
I thought the kitchen fight was awesome.
The kitchen fight was pretty good, but there was one point where a guy just comes out of the corner and it's like, what are you doing crouching in the or like comes from behind a counter? It's like, why would you be crouched down? Like, attack him at once. Shoot him.
You can't all.
You don't have to be that close to shoot a person. You don't have to have the. It's not a knife.
You're right.
It's a gun.
That was my big thing at the final fight. Was how do all of these bad guys? None of them have a gun.
Yeah.
Like one person could have been standing in the back of the room and just shot him.
I think there's a great It's Always Sunny scene where he's like, if you have a gun, I could take you down. And he's like, what are you gonna do? And he's standing only like 5 feet away, and he's just like, boom, you're dead. And he's like, no, but I would. You gotta let me know I'm ready. He's like, okay, ready, go, boom, you're dead. It's like, that's what would happen. No one has to walk closer to shoot him with a gun. But I don't know. We all just accept it in movies now.
It is. And, and this is the lean in factor, right? Like, just sit back.
Just sit back. Lean back.
The lean in or lean back? Back. Factor.
Yeah. Don't lean in.
Don't lean in.
Don't do a podcast about it if you want me to lean back. Because I'm being critical, baby.
And that's okay, right? Yeah, like, I don't disagree with you. This is like in no way, shape, or form is like, oh my god, this was revolutionary.
Yeah.
But I did feel like it was really good, and I feel like is Dev Patel is he like, does this change your perception of what he is? I mean, prior to this movie, what was your perception?
I don't think it
was just a guy.
I think he's a guy who can play an intelligent guy who, I could see him being in seen him from the newsroom, journalistic aspects. We've seen him in
Slumdog Millionaire. Such a good movie.
We should really do that.
Really should.
Been, I mean, I can remember.
I really want to rewatch it because I've only seen it once.
I saw it at your house.
Yeah, that's right.
At your movie parties?
Yeah, something. I don't know why we did.
I think we watched that and somehow watched In Bruges. I think Kevin had burned both of
them. Oh, that might be right.
I think we did. It was your birthday. That was the origin of Marty and the Meat Sweats. Five Guys Burgers. I got stuff.
I felt like that was Lost.
I got bits and pieces.
Yeah, I felt like that was watching the last episode of Lost. Did we do that too?
No, because Kevin wouldn't have been there for that.
Okay. But we did that at some point too. But yeah, that might have been. That
I don't
been
think right. I came for that either.
And we, yeah, okay.
I may or may not even have been here at that point.
Yeah, I'm. I might be conflating the two things.
Yeah. Well, my brain is definitely trustworthy at this point.
But yeah, all that sounds right, and we definitely, I definitely remember watching it in Oak Park. But yeah, I would love to rewatch Slumdog Millionaire, and he was great. I think he could basically do whatever he wants.
Rupee!
Right? Like if he wants to be maybe this is his tryout for to be a Marvel star. Like definitely
hopefully
do that.
Not.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully not either.
I mean,
but
sooner or later they're going to grab everybody.
The sequel's going to get him plenty of money. He doesn't need the Marvel money at this point. even if it's not what it used to be, but yeah, I like the idea of him literally, first of all, not everyone can, right? Like he veered hard from what he was into he's an action star at this point. There's no really denying that. And I think the fact that he wrote it and directed it, like maybe that had to happen for it to happen.
Yeah.
But maybe. I would call it a success without knowing any of the numbers that went along with it. I have a hard time believing that this is not considered a successful venture.
And he's just super likable. So I think he could pretty much write his own ticket at this point. Not that he couldn't before with being an Oscar winning movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's worked with some good directors too, right? Danny Boyle and Aaron Sorkin on Newsroom.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, I could do this.
I could do this.
It's a monkey paw production. That's Jordan Peele's, right?
Yeah. Yes. So I saw something like
that intro.
Peele saw it, and then they weren't going to release this in the theaters. And Peele saw it and was like, "This should be in theaters," and then acquired the rights to put it in theaters. So that's how I read.
Yeah, you put some marketing behind it, and yeah, you're going to get people. You'll get people to go.
I think. Well, I think his name carries a lot of weight.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I think
you put his name on it, and then you put up some promos and. Guys like us are like, hell yes, we'll watch that.
Yeah, I was just looking up his age because I think he's only 32.
Who's that, Dev?
Dev. So this doesn't qualify as an old man action yet.
No. Oh, no. Nowhere near. He's a young guy.
Yeah. So I don't know if
Monkey
he just...
Man 7, on the other hand.
He's going to go the way of Charles Bronson. Hey, I have a death wish.
Let's hope not. But I don't know. I like a little action thrown in. I could see him doing more of a kind of like a Jason Bourne type where it's not all action. It's more story driven and give you just a little bit more. But
that's
you know,
what I'm saying. He doesn't have to be no dialogue.
Right.
You know, Keanu Reeves, like he's got acting chops and he's really likable and he could play smart, too.
Right.
So he can. There is a very interesting movie where he's the smartest guy, the toughest guy. The most likable guy in the room. You know, I don't know. It hasn't been made yet, but hopefully it's coming.
Yeah. That might be a good point. Yeah, maybe this opens the door enough for him to be able to start combining some of those things. Not in the Monkey Man franchise, per se, but, like, we need action stars that can do more.
Oh, right, yes. That can do more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think some are there.
More than just, like, Arnold.
Yeah. We need a 5-tool player. Don't need a 2-tool
right.
player.
Need,
right. That's exactly what I'm saying. He is. He's got it all, I feel like. Now.
Yeah. Which, again, before this happened, I don't think he wasn't on anyone's radar for that. That's for sure.
Can he do comedy, though?
Oh, there you go.
Did you see Chappie?
I'm sure he could handle a few. I'm sure he had some comedic lines in the Newsroom, even though they were taking themselves pretty seriously. But yeah, I'm sure he can be funny.
Yeah. I mean, I've re-seen a lot of clips from that show here on TikTok. I'm trying to think of a funny movie he did. I mean, I definitely have seen a couple of his movies. Lion.
Did you watch The Green Knight?
Can he be
I did
like
not
John
see The
Cena.
Green Knight. Did you?
No, I did not either.
Oh, no, yeah. We good call bringing it up, at least. We should. Maybe that was more his... venture into action.
I feel like this is probably is
a different version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hotel Mumbai, Lion. I definitely saw both those.
No. Yeah. So I don't know. I like you said, I enjoy seeing him on screen.
Yeah.
I think he's a very talented actor. I want him to do more projects and I'd love to see, you know, an action comedy. Let's throw that one on your resume.
Do it.
As always, they don't even see us. They're all out there, living. and we're stuck here in this. This is all we got. So please, subscribe, like, and follow wherever you listen. Thanks, and save it for the pod.